Madam Chair, my name is John Perret, and I am the Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives at the National Federation of the Blind. On behalf of blind Americans, the National Federation of the Blind urges you to fund the transition from obsolete cassette technology to digital talking books over a four-year period. If the conversion to digital books is extended from 4 years to 6 years, the Library of Congress has said that hundreds of thousands of Americans will not have access to new books for up to 3 years. 27% fewer books will be available during the transition period, and 1.7 million books will be permanently lost. Imagine blind high school students not having access to new books for their entire time in high school. Imagine blind parents not having access to new books about infants until their child is no longer an infant. Imagine older Americans not having access to new medical information until it is too late to use the information. This is what the current 6-year transition will do to the blind of our nation. This is no small matter. It affects the lives, the futures, and the destinies of an entire class of human beings. One of the most common experiences encountered by any blind person is being told to wait. The lives of blind people are important, yes, but not as important as something else. Wait. We will get to you. We will get to you as soon as the current emergency has come to an end. We will get to you as soon as the other priorities have been met. We will get to you as soon as the important things have been managed. Wait. Is it any wonder that sometimes blind people feel as if something will need to be done now? Is it any wonder that blind people have trouble understanding while everything else seems to be important, but our lives can be conveniently moved to the back burner? Is it any wonder that when the National Library Service determines that a modest sum is needed to give us literacy, we feel betrayed by public officials who tell us that one more time, our right to read must be postponed? Literacy has meant that blind people have capacity, but it has even greater significance. The literacy of blind people has provided a mechanism for the blind to gain inspiration and hope. We read about what others have done, and we imagine how we could do likewise. A book in the hand today frequently means an act of courage in the future. This is what library service has meant to us: more reading, more recreation, more participation in community activities, more education, more employment, more contemplation of a brighter tomorrow, more building, more joy. On March 19, 2008, 87 of your colleagues wrote to urge you to fund this conversion over a 4-year period. Madam Chair, time is running out. The library has already distributed the last new cassette player needed to play the special 4-track cassettes. Equality cannot be dispensed with in times of fiscal austerity. Equal opportunity and equal access to information are fundamental to our democracy and our American way of life. Madam Chair, the blind of this nation urge you to fund the conversion from obsolete cassette technology to digital talking books over a 4-year period. Thank you.